While the kids are coming up on stage to take their places. Places, everyone. This is called an out-of-the-box Christmas. And let me tell you, this is outside the box. So keep an open mind on how this works. Pay attention to the story. The story of Christmas is definitely still told through this. I want to thank a few people. Thank David and Robin Burton and Luis. With the help of the set, they made this beautiful set for us. And Rob White, I think, donated the cardboard for it. So we want to thank them and the hard work the people in the sound booth do. We really want to thank all of them for that. So an out-of-the-box Christmas.
Let's get things rolling.
This is everyone. A Christmas story that you've got to see. A celebration of our Lord and King. A Christmas pageant and so much more. A celebration from like never before. Come join the fun, the young and old. The Christmas message must be told. You'll laugh and smile and want to cheer. Yeah!
Calm down, they just arrived.
When can we get them?
Hold on, just give me five.
We're getting there.
Oh no, it's getting late.
I'll bring them out to you.
We just can't wait. It's really getting late. The show's tomorrow, there's a lot to do. It's just rehearsal, let's make it through. Come on, get ready to get things done.
So grab your costumes.
This is everyone. Christmas pageant that you've got to see. A celebration of our Lord and King. A Christmas pageant and so much more. A celebration to like never before.
Final rhyme.
This is everyone.
Hello, my little Christmas stars. This is it, dress rehearsal in 24 hours. This place will be packed with friends, family, and a genuine Broadway producer. So now let me see your jazz hands and smiling faces. Perfect, break a leg. Now, Gabe.
Yes, ma'am.
You're in charge of props. Is everything in order? You know how I like order.
I'm about to open boxes right now, Mrs. Strickland.
Good, good. I'm going to run upstairs and check on the lighting for the manger scene. Samantha, be a dear and have your stagehands bring in the costumes. They just arrived and I cannot wait to see them.
Yes, ma'am. Of course. Right away. Costumes. Oops. I'm so sorry.
Be careful, Samantha. Don't actually break a leg. You did order the costumes I asked you to, right?
Yes, Mrs. Strickland. I made a list and checked it twice.
Okay, I'm going to go check on the lighting. I'll be back in 5 to look at the costumes.
Last year, Dusty and I were only sheep, but we paid our dues. We got promoted. This year, we're wise men.
Yeah, with robes and crowns and camels.
Oh, we can top that. We get to be angels.
With halos and sparkles.
Uh-oh, I'm not seeing any halos.
I ordered halos, I'm sure of it.
Maybe you did, but look.
I want my big old crown. Do you see it, Gabe?
And my shepherd's staff. Is it in there?
Oh no!
This is bizarre. This is dessert. How in the world can we make this work?
For Mrs. Strickland, she'll have a cow.
Oh no, I'm scared. What will she do now?
Check the address. Something's wrong.
This isn't what I ordered.
Houston, have a problem.
What's in the box? You've got to tell us. What's in the box? What did they sell us?
That's not a
song. This can't be right.
This could be rough.
Our show's tomorrow night. This is bizarre. This is berserk. How in the world can we make this work? Poor Mrs. Strickland, she'll have a cow. Oh no, we're scared. What will she do now?
Wait, before we freak out, let's see what we've got in here.
We can't use any of this.
It's gonna be a bumpy night.
We've got a soldier who's waiting for commands. And look, a sailor deserted on dry land. A pretty princess with a big old crown. A clearing circus with a crazy clown. A ballerina leaping through the air. A football player who's playing for the Bears.
Who needs a stick horse?
Who needs a fox? This is gonna be our cop from out of the box. We need the wise men with all their treasures. We are the gifts, the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh. We need the shepherds. We need the angels. Mary and Joseph, we need him and we need her. This is bizarre. This is berserk. How in the world can we make this work? Poor Mrs. Strickland, she'll have a cow. Oh no, we're scared, what will she do now?
Samantha, my dear, final call. Lights, sound, dancers, costumes and props?
Well, we have a bit of a problem.
Oh, good. Oh, brother. Can't look at them yet, no time.
It's out of the box, it's out of control. What can we do? The story must be told. This is bizarre, this is berserk. Think people think we gotta make this work. It's out of the box, it's out of control. What can we do? The story must be told. This is bizarre, this is berserk. Think people think we gotta make this work.
This Christmas magic's gotta work.
Samantha, my dear, I need it at the ticket window. It seems like we're completely sold out for tomorrow night, and I have to make sure our Broadway producer has the best seat in the house. Now do go on and get things started.
Yes, ma'am, of course. Not to worry. Everything's under control. What am I saying? Everything's out of control.
What are we gonna do?
Oh, no!
People won't understand the Christmas story if we don't have the right costumes, will they?
Hey, I got it. I think I found an answer. Get the wise men ready to go. Now keep an open mind. Let's put a fresh twist on it. Give us our cue.
Wise men? But wait, not yet. Everyone knows the wise men aren't first in the Christmas story.
We're improvising. Work with me. We just need the wise men following the star. That's the important part. Trust me, you're gonna love this.
Horses! Wise men dressed like cowboys? This is crazy, people. No, no, no. Wise men dressed like cowboys? I will not have this in my show!
Searching, searching for the baby. Searching, searching for the king. We will bow before him with our gifts and offerings. Giddy up, we're heading west. Settle up, no time to rest. Giddy up.
It works for me.
Okay, what is happening?
We're improvising.
Not in my show. Samantha, you need to giddy up on out here pronto.
Well, I thought it was dandy. I mean, wise men dressed as cowboys, why not? They both travel through prairies or deserts.
And they both sleep under starry skies.
Only difference is a camel has a built-in saddle.
You sure know a lot about cowboys.
Well, this ain't my first rodeo.
Mr. Broadway's gonna love this.
Hi, yo, wise men, away!
Enough of this nonsense! Gabe and Samantha, what's going on here?
Well, Mrs. Strickland, these were the costumes that were delivered.
No, I'm serious. What is going on?
I'm afraid they sent us the wrong costumes.
They what? Breathe, breathe. Please tell me you ordered the costumes I asked you to.
I did, I promise. I don't know what happened.
Well, then how did this happen?
Have no fear, Mrs. Strickland.
The show must go on. Oh, these are the wrong costumes. FedEx is going to hear from me. And Gabe, what are you wearing?
I'll give you a hint. Gabe is short for...
Gabriel!
Gabriel is an angel, not a superhero. FedEx is going to hear from me. I want to speak to the president of FedEx now. No, I won't hold... A superhero? This is so not in the script. Hello? Hello?
Do not fear, the Lord is with you. Do not fear, trust and obey. Do not fear, our God is with us. Do not fear, there's victory. Today.
Do not fear, the Lord is with you. Do not fear, trust and obey. Do not fear, our God is with us. Do not fear, there's victory today. Do not marry, you are the chosen one. You are highly favored. Fear not, Joseph, take Mary as your wife. She will have a child of the Lord on high. Do not fear, the Lord is with us. Do not fear, trust and obey. Do not fear, our God is with us. Do not fear, there's victory today. Fear not, shepherd, the Savior has been born. Find him in a manger, for he is Christ the Lord. Fear not, wise men, to hear my travel far. Find the Savior by following the star. Do not fear, the Lord is with you. Do not fear, but stand obey. Do not fear, our God is with us. Do not fear. Victory today. Super duper heroes of the faith. Of the faith.
Oh, save the day.
Save the day.
He will never, ever, never be afraid.
No.
We trust the healer in Jesus' name.
In your day, in your eat, in your not fear. Our God is with us. Do not fear. There's victory today. Do not fear, you can trust. Do not fear, God's with us. Be a super duper hero of the faith. Do not fear.
Well, I tracked down the costumes, and they're looking for him as we speak. And Gaber, Mr. Fear Not, you're not half bad.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Strickland.
But not in my show. We'd be the laughingstock of the county, and what would Mr. Broadway think?
Really? I think Mr. Broadway would love Gabe as a superhero.
No, and how do angels, cheerleaders, fit in the Christmas story?
We're angels.
Angels have halos, not pom-poms. Be serious.
Miss Strickland, it can work. Trust us.
Didn't the angels cheer on the shepherds along on their journey? And Jesus spread his good news, right?
Look, I don't know what has gotten into you kids, but I think I'm going to have to cancel the pageant. Our dazzle is done for.
Oh no.
My grandma drove like a million miles to see me as an angel, and I know she'll love the pom-poms.
And my neighbors are coming. You can't cancel it. They're both lawyers.
Then let's keep going, girls. Miss Strickland will come around soon.
Are you ready for some good news?
Good news!
Are you ready for some great joy?
Great joy!
When you say fear not,
fear not!
You'll cheer and make some noise.
All right!
Are you ready for some good news?
Good news!
Are you ready for some great joy?
Great joy!
When you say fear not,
fear not!
You're gonna cheer and make some noise.
All right!
This child will change your life, all our precious inside, red and yellow, black and white, in the town of David, the Savior has been born. You'll find him in a manger, for he is Christ the Lord. In the town of David, the Savior has been born. You'll find him in a manger, for he is Christ the Lord. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth and will to men on whom his favor rests.
Yes,
glory in the highest to the King. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth and will to men on whom his favor rests.
Yes,
glory in the highest to the King. Good news.
Good news.
Are you ready for some great joy?
Great joy.
Let me hear you say, fear not.
Fear not.
We're going to cheer and make some noise.
All right.
Are you ready for some good news?
Good news.
Are you ready for some great joy?
Great joy.
Let me hear you say, fear not.
Fear not.
We're going to cheer and make some noise.
All right.
The Savior is born tonight. This child will change your life. All our precious in his sight. Red and yellow, black and white. In the town of David, the Savior has been born. We'll find him in a manger, for he is Christ the Lord. In the town of David, a Savior has been born. We'll find him in a manger, for he is Christ the Lord. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth, we look to men on whom his favor rests.
Yes,
glory in the highest to the King. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth and will to men on whom his favor rests.
Yes.
Glory in the highest to the King. I read for some good news.
Good news.
Good news. I read for some great joy.
Great joy.
Great joy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm too late. The news is all over town. The newspapers ran the ad, emails have been sent out, and we're all sold out for tomorrow night. And on top of all that, they think our costumes are in Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Tokyo.
What? They'll never make it here on time.
You think? This can't be happening.
Have no fear, Mrs. Strickland. I have a solution I think you're going to love. Clear the stage, people. Get ready for some shepherds.
We actually have shepherds? Is that pirate music?
And scoundrels
with bad reputations.
Some folks look down on us for our occupations.
We're not the chosen ones for this information. The angels even told us the king of kings for the war to baby boy's location. We'll go and away we go to find the baby boy. Our ship needs timbers. Let's go.
Reprise!
We're shepherds, go find the baby Jesus.
We're doors!
We're sheep, remember this was Christmas. Oh, boy, your baby, we've got a situation. We're off to find the treasure, the king of kings, and Lord of lords, the baby boy's location.
Come on, wise men, sing with us.
Cowboys, I mean wise men, in the shepherds, I mean pirate scene.
It works for me.
Yeah, nothing's working.
Mrs. Strickland, don't be sad. Here, have this coffee.
Thank you, Lily. That's so sweet.
Are me hearty, you be crying over costumes?
I be crying because you're supposed to be a shepherd.
Aye, you be hornswaggled, have ye now?
Shepherds aren't pirates. It's not how the story goes.
I kind of like the pirates and cheerleaders and cowboys telling us the Christmas story.
Yeah, that's sweet, Lily, but it's wrong. So wrong.
Miss Strickland, Lily's right. I mean, sure, it's a little unusual, kind of out of the box. I'll give you that, but the story is still the same.
Didn't God use a donkey to talk to Balaam?
And a burning bush to speak to Moses? So maybe he can use a couple pirates to tell his story, too.
Oh, but I wanted everything to be perfect.
I think it's perfect.
It is the Christmas story.
Why, sure it is. We do our best to ask God to bless.
Like the greatest gift, the King of Kings being born in a humble manger.
Mrs. Strickland, you'll change your mind when you see the baby Jesus. This is the best part.
Peace on earth to men.
unbelievable, a humble manger birth. Undeserving, the gift of love appeared, the face of God, Emmanuel is here. And you hear the love song being sung.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord.
Did you like the baby Jesus?
I loved the baby Jesus. He's the best part of the story.
So are you still going to cancel the pageant?
No, I'm not going to cancel the pageant. I'm not going to change a single thing.
Yay! Yay!
Our dazzle may be frazzled, but the story of God still shines through.
You mean you're not going to change a thing?
No, regular wise men and superheroes and pirates and all that, I'm not going to cancel the show.
Yeah.
It'll be a night to remember.
A night to remember indeed. I'm Bobby Broadway, and I've got to tell you, I loved your show. I watched it from the back, and it's fresh, original, and the heart of the message, it's all there.
Really? So does this mean?
I want to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Kids, my dream has come true. We're going to Broadway, the Big Apple.
Broadway? Oh, no. I'm talking about Broadway costumes downtown. I'm president of the company. Well, when I heard about the mix-up, I just wanted to come down here myself and make sure everything's all right. You all look fantastic.
Broadway costumes? Wait a minute, you're not a producer?
No.
Oh, but even with all the changes, you still like the show?
Are you kidding? It was fabulous. And like I said, the heart of the message, it's all there.
You never know what our great big God will do.
To reach someone with his love.
Your friends and family are going to hear the Christmas story all right. They'll never forget it.
Yeah. Night to remember and change me forever. When I ask the Savior to live in my heart, the love of the Father and change him forever. Remember that Jesus is born in your heart. Night to remember, a night you will treasure. Jesus Messiah sent into your world. The love of a father was born in a manger, and now God is with us, the light of the world. Come celebrate with us, our God's glorious King Jesus forever will reign. Come everybody sing, give praise to the King, and worship his wonderful name. A night to remember, a night you will treasure, when Jesus Messiah steps into your world. The love of the Father was born in a manger, and now God is with us, the light of the world. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth to those men on whom his favor rests.
Yes.
Glory in the highest to the King. Glory in the highest to the King of Kings. Glory in the highest to the King. Peace on earth to those men on whom his favor rests.
Yes.
Glory in the highest to the King. Great is good news. Great is great joy. Fear not,
fear not.
Cheer and make some noise.
All right.
We're ready for some good news.
Good news.
We're ready for some great joy.
Great joy.
When you say fear not,
fear not.
Cheer and make some noise.
All right.
Good news, good news, good news. Everybody sing great joy, great joy, great joy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, let's hear it again for that. Excellent. Great job. Now, that was very impressive, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Hope you got the message of it as well. And I learned a lot tonight, and I want to just take a few minutes and share three lessons that I don't want to miss from the Christmas story as it was presented tonight. So I hope it's maybe three lessons that you won't want to miss as well. The first lesson I don't want to miss is I don't want to miss the deeper identity. You going to help me? Thank you. All right. I don't want to miss the deeper identity. You know, beneath the outward costume were the real people that they were portraying, right? So there were angels, but underneath. But on the outside, they were cheerleaders. And then there were wise men. But on the outside, they looked like cowboys, and then there were shepherds, but on the outside, they looked like pirates. And then there was an angel, of course, and on the outside, he looked like a superhero. So, you know, sometimes we can miss the deeper identity that is really there, and we really see that in the Christmas story, don't we? Because when the Lord Jesus came to earth, when the Redeemer came into his created world, he came in such a way that the deeper identity was hidden, wasn't it? He was a little baby, a little baby. I see Granny. There you go. Now you're going to have to listen to me instead of look at her, sorry. But the Lord Jesus came and he was a little baby, and who would have thought that that little baby lying in that manger was going to be able to save the world? If we just looked at the outward appearance, if we just looked at, if you want to call it reverently, the costume, because this was God. This was God, but he was, as it were, in the costume of human flesh. And as people looked at him, although some, I believe, realized that night there was something special. Well, the shepherds, they came and the angels spoke, and Joseph and Mary understood to some degree. But most people would look at that one even as he grew up. Is this not Joseph's son? Is this not the carpenter? Isaiah had written many years before that there was no beauty that we should desire him. There was nothing in his outward physical appearance that would have made us want to run to him and follow him as the one who would redeem us from our sin and our guilt and would bring us into a relationship with God. So you know what? I don't want to miss the deeper identity. The Lord Jesus would ask his disciples, "Who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am?" And a lot of them miss that, because they didn't see the deeper identity. They only looked at the outer. And the second lesson that I don't want to miss that we can learn from the story tonight, we don't want to, or I don't want to miss the bigger picture.
I don't want to miss the bigger picture. You know, Christmas is important, and that was brought out tonight. But through the songs that were sung, there's more to the story than just the birth of the Lord Jesus. Isn't there? I was reminded thinking this afternoon about Elisha back in 2 Kings chapter 6. And he had a servant with him, and they were surrounded by an enemy army who were there not to take over the city, not to defeat an opposing force, but to come to get Elisha himself and, of course, the servant with him. The servant, understandably, was afraid and needed to hear you sing, "Fear Not." And Elisha prayed, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And God opened his eyes and he saw the bigger picture. He saw surrounding them were angels there to protect them from the invading army that was coming after them. And I don't want to miss that bigger picture. I want God to open my eyes that I see, as wonderful as the Christmas story is, as beautiful as it is that there was a baby in a manger, there's a whole lot more to the story than that, isn't there? Yes, the Lord Jesus came. He came to die. That was his purpose. Because in dying, he could offer himself as the sacrifice for the sins of the world. And then he could be raised again from the dead that we might be declared right before God. And that brings me to the third and final lesson that I'd like to miss, or that I'd like not to miss. And that's, I don't want to miss the closer opportunity. I don't want to miss the closer opportunity. You know, I think about the costumes that were ordered. And I understand, you know, we've had a little problem with some shipping ourselves. We do a lot of online shopping for Christmas. And, you know, everything doesn't always work out in the timing you had planned. But Mrs. Strickland, you should have ordered your costumes a lot earlier, right? You know? You shouldn't wait till the last minute to order the costumes. You ought to order them ahead of time so they get there before the dress rehearsal, right? We shouldn't wait till the last minute. We ought to take advantage of the opportunities that we have, and an opportunity even tonight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, we read that, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And there are many people who are in eternity today, separated from God in hell, who said, "I'm going to get around to that. That time's going to come in my life where I'm going to receive the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I'm going to believe on Him as the one who died for my sins and rose again. I'm going to believe that He is the only way for me to have that relationship with God for which I was created. And one of these days I'm going to do that, but not today." You know, I don't want to miss the closer opportunity. I don't want to procrastinate. I don't want to put it off. I don't want to open the box, as it were, at the end and find out I waited too long and I made a mistake. And now I've got the wrong costume. And now I've sealed my eternal destiny. And though in the play tonight they were able to improvise, you know, when this life is over, we will not have a chance for improv. No, the decisions that we make now are going to determine our ultimate destiny, heaven or hell. And a lesson that we learn tonight is, I don't want to miss the closer opportunity. I don't want to miss the deeper identity, who the Lord Jesus really is, the Son of God, who became the Son of Man while remaining the Son of God, and who came to give His life as a ransom for many, for everyone in this room, for everyone in our lives, for everyone in the world. And we don't want to miss the bigger picture. That it's not only about the Christmas story, but that the Christmas story is a part of a much bigger story of the plan of God for all eternity, that we can have a relationship with Him through the forgiveness of sins by believing on the Lord Jesus. For by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, so that no one should boast. And We don't want to miss the closer opportunity. We don't want to say, well, tonight we were brought face to face with the opportunity to believe on the Lord Jesus, to receive Him as our Savior, and then to walk away from that with the intention of doing it soon. Because soon may not arrive. We don't know. Tonight may be our only night. And the Bible definitely says that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. So I hope that the lessons that I've been meditating on will be lessons that will be beneficial for you in your life, or maybe for you with the life of someone else with whom you will rub shoulders during this Christmas season. I trust that God will take these lessons and will not only be hearers of the Word, will be doers of the Word. If you've never received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, it's so simple that it can be portrayed through a child's drama. It can come in a simple form that a young person can understand and receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior. It's not the words that we say, but rather it's the belief of our heart and our willingness to trust the Lord Jesus alone for the forgiveness of our sins, the one who died for us and took our punishment upon Himself. He's alive today, and He wants to be your Savior, and He wants to have a relationship with you. And if you'll simply believe on Him and receive Him, you can have that assurance tonight. That's what the Bible says. Not because I say it, but because God said it's in His Word. I'd love to talk with you more. Many others here who would do that. And we want to thank you for being here tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just close in a quick word of prayer. And then the ushers and some who are helping them are going to come down front. And they're going to get out the annual treat bags. These haven't been left from last year. They were just packed yesterday morning. And there's one for everybody here in the room. And then after that, we're going to all be dismissed. And we'd love for you to come. And as you exit this room, turn right and go down, and I think it's probably the first double doors on the left, but they'll direct you in. And we got refreshments, and you can sit down at the tables and enjoy talking with others, meet someone else, maybe take an opportunity to talk to someone that you haven't been able to get to know that well, and maybe spend some time with them tonight. Again, we'd love to be available to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ with you and God's desire for you to receive His grace, that free gift. So let's pray, and then you can just hold your seat, and they'll get treats for everybody, and then you can feel free to go out and go down to the fellowship time. And we do want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the chapel, on behalf of the elders. I'd like to wish you that Merry Christmas, and we look forward to being with you again before the end of the year. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time tonight, Lord, all these young people, and just the joy with which they have worked. And Lord, learn their parts and their songs. And Father, thank you for Stephen and his direction and the others, Lord, who have been a part of getting this, Mary, and all those, Lord, who have worked with the young people. Thank you for the parents that have made sure they were getting to the practices. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless these young people, that you'll continue to teach them lessons as they grow up. And Lord, each one of us here tonight, we don't want to miss the lessons that you have for us. Father, there's so much more even than we talked about tonight, but Lord, help us not to overlook some of the primary things about the Christmas season. Lord, we thank you for the gospel, for the good news, that salvation is a gift. As we receive the Lord Jesus, we receive the gift of salvation in Him. And Father, if there's anybody in the room tonight, if there are a number of people here this evening that have never received the Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll speak to their hearts through the scriptures that have been shared and the songs and what we have seen and heard. Lord, may you be glorified through our time this evening. And we thank you for the refreshments that we're going to share together in the fellowship. Father, we pray for a blessed Christmas for each one in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.